Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for checking out Toronto Today. Happy U.S. Thanksgiving as well. It's November the 24th. Well, Josh Matlow had a statement to make, called it an affront to democracy, and said being a city councillor is different now. And he's been a city councillor a long, long time. He went right at John Tory yesterday in council chambers. What did he say? You'll hear that. And what's his explanation for what could follow next on Toronto Today?
Remember, this got debated in the summer, and there wasn't a word, a sniff of the idea of an 8+1 scenario that could override or supersede 17 votes. Here's what Councillor Josh Matlow said about it at the first day of Toronto's new municipal council yesterday.
You impugned the privilege of this assembly by requesting that Premier Ford provide you undemocratic minority rule powers that are unprecedented in any democratically elected body anywhere in the world.
And Councillor Josh Matlow joins us now on Toronto Today. That was quite a moment. And I don't like the sound of my own voice either. But I wonder how you feel about it this morning.
I think it was necessary. It was a ceremonial meeting. And it was the inaugural meeting of council. But it was the first formal council meeting that we've had of this term since it was revealed what John Tory did, quite underhandedly, frankly, that he went, behind the back of his colleagues. He didn't reveal this to the public during the municipal election, that he himself requested powers that are just unprecedented in any democracy. In fact, minority rule powers are the antithesis of democracies. That's not how democracy works. So I just don't think you can go to a cocktail party on the Titanic and not say suggest to somebody that maybe the ship is sinking. So I had to do what I did. It was difficult, but it was necessary. And frankly, I'm not alone. So many of my colleagues feel the same way. I'm really grateful that Ontario's opposition, the Ontario NDP, have spoken very strongly, as they're continuing to do, to tell John Tory that what he has done is wrong and what Doug Ford is doing is wrong to provide these powers to him. And also, you may have noticed that all five former mayors who are alive today have spoken out very strongly, asking the mayor to rescind his request. So I am very hopeful that the mayor will actually listen to, I think, every right-minded person who is saying this isn't about whether or not we agree that there should be some stronger mayor powers or not. And I think reasonable people can debate what they are. But minority rule is just simply not democratic. And that should be a line in the sand for anybody.
I think that's the point, is that we can come up with an idea, Josh, for education. We can come up with it for healthcare.
Sure.
I can pitch you on something that's working in Germany. I can pitch you on something this has no prior, example where you can go, look how well it's working in this Western democracy, because it doesn't exist in any other Western democracy.
No,
seriously.
No, you could look at Hong Kong, perhaps. I mean, the reality is, democracies are the way that democracies operate is that the majority rules and the minority is heard. And, Bill 3, for example, this was the bill that gave John, this is what was known before the election, this gave John Tory some strong mayor powers. And while I disagreed with many of them, I think reasonable people can have opinions on either side of that debate, because there is precedent for a veto and appointing committees and stuff in many U.S. cities. So that's a debate that people who consider themselves Democrats can debate. But there's no honest way to describe what this is as democratic. And, it's interesting, John Tory created a euphemism yesterday. He called it a proactive veto, which is oxymoronic. I'm always happy to agree with John Tory on things we agree on and argue and debate respectfully on things that we disagree on. But let's do it in a fair, democratic way. Just because you want your way doesn't mean you can get your way through autocracy. That's just not right.
I'm looking at a Toronto Star story on it from July 20th when this first started getting discussed. And Doug Ford told reporters, we'll get into the details later. We'll do the trial and we'll look at the rest of the mayors in relatively large cities. He did say 2/3 of a council would be able to overrule a mayor under such a system. But that's not the same as putting legislation through on an 8+1 versus 17. To me, it's not.
No, and that's why there is no such thing as a proactive veto, right? That's just a made up word,
right.
Made up term. So a veto is that, if the mayor has an agenda that he wants to achieve, and I think a lot of people would want a mayor to be able to do so. I do too. That if they're, like the president of the United States has a veto over, a lot of congressional decisions, but that's after the fact. That's about sort of, making sure that it doesn't interfere with, with an agenda. But to pass, whether it be laws or bylaws, with only a third of the legislative body is just not, that's not how a democracy works. So, it's easy to use the rhetoric around, let's get things done, we want results. But if we're ready to let go of democracy, so that we can look at countries around the world that are run as dictatorships, where they don't have to consult with the public, they don't need to get the majority on side by the merit of the arguments and their convictions. Well, then sure, let's take that lazy approach and just become some dictatorship. But that's not what we really want to do. And I think that, it almost sounds hyperbolic in a way. But sadly, yeah. What Doug Ford and John Tory is doing is sadly not democracy, and I think that's the line in the sand that every reasonable, right-minded person should draw.
I know both of us only have a couple sentences worth here, but let me ask you if you're hopeful. Are you hopeful something could turn around here? More voices could speak up, federal voices, even the prime minister.
Yes.
Someone could speak up and say our largest city shouldn't be run this way.
I have to be hopeful until there's no reason to hope. And that's why I can wake up every morning and do what I'm doing to try to fight for the right thing. But, what I'd like to use my last sentence to say is I want to encourage your listeners. This is your city, too. This is your democracy, too. And I encourage you not only to demand the mayor and the premier reverse their decision, but contact your counselors and tell them to raise their voices and use their pulpits to say the same thing on your behalf.
Josh, let's stay in touch on this and talk again about it real soon. I think it's important to do so. I appreciate the time this morning.
I appreciate you. Thanks, Greg.
Josh Matlow joining us on Toronto Today.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.